This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
In the summers of 2010 and 2012, students from Carleton University traveled south, covering 2,300 miles over 9 days to study the events, people, and places that commemorate the American Civil Rights Movement. These are the stories of some of those students.
I think about the tour and the experiences that I have often. It's something that you really can't ever forget.
It really changed my outlook to not think with a tunnel vision, to expand and broaden my horizons when it comes to thinking.
We went across the Edmund Pettus Bridge and we started singing, and it was just like so empowering and gave you that sense of solidarity.
I'll never forget walking into the hot church and seeing Rutha Harris. As we were sitting there fanning ourselves, all of a sudden Rutha just stood up and her voice exploded into this church.
And we sung freedom songs.
You got to march with their picket signs and you got to sing to the top of your lungs.
We met Miss Joanne Bland in Selma. She was an actual foot soldier. She was one person and she made a huge difference. I can do that. And as a social worker, I have all kinds of stuff laid out in front of me that I got to do, so I have more motivation to do it.
They had to think about that bigger vision because they knew that the change they were fighting for would not be immediate. And so they were fighting for generations ahead of them. To be a visionary like that and to have that dedication and to know that you may not live to see the change is something that's powerful.
If you're in class, hey, you have a textbook that says this is what happened, that's what happened. Whereas we got to actually talk to the people. We actually got to hear the struggle and the hardship in their voice. That was way better than a textbook.
Funding for this project was made possible with support from Carleton University, the Geibel Institute for Justice and Social Responsibility at Carleton University, and from individual contributions from Carleton alumni.